Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
This podcast contains adult themes, including discussion of suicide.
Hi, I'm Wim Hof, and breathing is vital to my well-being.
Well, there's no other way to say it. This has been a hell of a time to live through. Over the last couple of years, we've faced challenges as Kiwis that none of us have faced before. That feeling of isolation, of exhaustion. Some people have lost their livelihood. Some people have lost loved ones and their sense of direction. But for some people around the world during this time, they've found a way to thrive. So the question is, what are these people doing? Now, there is no one way to achieve optimal wellness, but there are proven principles of how our brain, our body, and our mind work best. And in this series, we're going to be talking to thought leaders and experts about how to uncover the science to live a more considered life and reach our own unique potential. We do this 15,000 times a day. A lot of the time, we don't even realize we're doing it. The question is, are we doing it correctly? The way we inhale and exhale has a profound effect on our health. This week on the Wellbeings podcast, we are talking to the Dutch world record holder, adventurer and daredevil, commonly known as the Iceman, for his ability to withstand extreme cold. You may have seen this man on Ellen with Gwyneth Paltrow on her Goop Netflix show. Feels like he is showing up everywhere. And in this conversation, we dig into everything from why stepping into discomfort is so good for us, and the negative effect inflammation can have on our body. He holds more than 26 world records. He's also dedicated his life to helping people reach their full potential through the power of the breath. This is Wim Hof. Well, firstly, I want to say a big thank you to this man who is tuning in all the way from Spain. And I want to say, personally, you really have changed my life. You know, the ability to get out of my mind, into the breath, into the ice. I know that people see you, though. They see all these extreme world records. They see this big smile, this voice, this crazy Dutchman, and they go, this guy is amazing, but there's no way that I could do that. And so before we start on the why and the how, I just want you to help people understand you are not superhuman. This is for everyone, right, Wim?
Yeah, I'm not a superhuman, absolutely not, but it should be normal that we feel, as humans, superb.
You know, life has got hard for people. You know, there's people out there that are suffering from depression, anxiety, this rumination, this anger, and the stresses that we put on our body. You know, when do we lose our ability to adapt to stress?
It's logical. If we live in our modern society, we live according our thinking brain. And that means we always can choose to a comfort over discomfort. And we got our extension tools like cars, houses, heaters, air conditionings, anything that makes us go into comfort, not into discomfort. And now what discomfort in this case means, for example, is going into the cold. The cold, when you go consciously into the cold, then you learn to tap into deeper physiology, which is ours and is only stimulated if we go out of our thinking brain. The doorway is going through discomfort, out of the comfort zone behavior created by the thinking brain. You make a choice. I'd rather be warm when it is cold, and cold when it is warm, like always stay in the mediocre middle somewhere, but never into the extreme. And now it shows that a short-term extreme or cold hormetic stress full exercise makes people able to tap into the deeper physiology. And what happens, you tap into deeper parts of the brain. And what is depression? That is being out of balance in the deeper part of the brain. And this is what happens when we go into the cold. For example, the noradrenaline, which is lacking in depression, as well as dopamine, they go up when you go into icy water with 530% noradrenaline and 250% dopamine going up. So that means that there is no lack anymore inside the brain and there is no depression. There is pressure and back on. And it's natural. It's a natural pill without side effects. It's amazing. It's so simple.
It is amazing. And I want to touch on, because you talked about the mind, right? Someone once described the mind to me as like a drunken monkey that's been stung by a scorpion, right? The one thing we've all got in common is this active brain, this monkey mind. And just so people know that you're human, do you have that, Wim? Do you have the monkey mind?
I got a song, and it's crazy like a monkey. Here, I got it.
Yeah.
Crazy like a monkey. I keep okay. I feel okay. Life finds its way. I want to get it on. Find the words in my heart. Find it my song. Back in the blue. We go. You know? That's a song on the crazy monkey mind. Make your crazy monkey mind your greatest friend. And he will climb for you in the trees, find fruit, be there always instead of you being the crazy monkey. And how can you learn to bring the mind within your control? Now, that has been shown in brain scans. I've been shown in brain scans to bring the monkey mind within willful control. And this, they never had seen in brain scans in psychiatry ever before in universities. And I showed it, how to tap into, through brain scans, this is no speculation, through going into the cold, you learn to ease down yourself deeply. And after a lot of times, you got neurological pathways how to ease down, how to not be in this frenetic kind of state of thoughts ongoing like a hamster. You stop the hamster, release it, and you feel. There is your control. And how does it look like? It looks like you learn through going into the cold, into discomfort, to bring the blood flow into deeper areas of the brain. And that is the magic. Wherever the blood flow is going, the neural activity will be enhanced. So if the blood flow through thinking all the time is over there and we cannot stop it, then it keeps on going, keeps on going. But if we learn to bring the blood flow to deeper areas of the brain, then suddenly the thinking is gone and feeling appears strongly. It's like when you are in love, you don't think. These areas are the food, fight, flight, freeze. They say fuck. The five F's. But you can learn to get there and to have control over that what has no name, but great feeling.
For me, the thing about the mind is, for so many people, they let it control them, right? And a lot of people are touched by depression. We all know someone that has been through this, and it's challenging because we don't know what to do. And I know that it's been a long time ago, but you have been through that. You've lost someone. And just for everyone out there that is going through that, how did you find the strength to move through that when you went through that loss?
First of all, I had motivation because if I wanted yes or no, I had to find a way to be resourceful, to find a daily life with good energy. because I had four kids, little money, and I was heartbroken. My wife had committed suicide, and there you are, no money, four kids demanding your attention, your presence, your energy, and then you are depressed. No, there is no time. So how could I get not into, fall into depression? As I said in the beginning of this conversation, I went into the cold water. Because a depression is lack of noradrenaline and of dopamine. And if you go into the cold water, what does it in the brain? It stills your mind. This is the only moment that you are not thinking about emotional agony or any kind of reason which has led to word a depression. Because depression is psychosomatic. It comes from your side, too much pressure, your girl is gone or your house is gone, you have no job anymore, you don't know what to do with the future, there is no purpose. Suddenly, it collapses inside. And that, by going into the cold water, that thinking, strange thoughts of suicide and darkness, suddenly, by going into the cold, you are not indulging in those thoughts anymore. You find yourself into the survival brain. And into the survival brain, suddenly the blood flow gets there, and there is the purpose of life. Simply without labels, without words, you just feel good. And that's why you do it. That's what I did. Back then, I was hopeless and helpless. Looking at my wife going into a suicide, decreasingly over time, also very depressed, schizophrenic at a certain moment, and taking her own life after kissing her kids goodbye. That was real terror. And there we were left behind in the same deep, dark hole. But going into the cold, I tell you, well, the only moment I not needed to go into the circles of the dark was going into cold water, because you are just into surviving, and suddenly you get a hold of that dark loop. You get a hold of it. You feel it from the inside. So every day you could find me every day into the cold. I now had a stick to beat the darkness. And that brought me not only a relief, it brought me a lot of energy. I became very strong and I was able to serve my kids. And then now, 25 years later, I'm working with the best psychiatrists in the world. And I show that through short-term, a strong, inflicted, stressful exercise, or short-term, that is ice water, we are able to reverse depression. No, blood flow no longer into those emotional deep areas of pain and agony because the partner is no longer there or whatever causes the depression. You are able to bring the neural activity and the brain, a blood flow back in, and then the pressure is back and you feel it. You feel the purpose, you feel it from the inside. Nobody needs to say anything. You are simply there. And that is the crazy good thing about this method, that it is so simple and so effective. And if we look to the world right now, there's a spiritual pandemic going on. People are taught the wrong things, and then the control in the brain over their own mood is gone. And now they say in psychiatry, after looking in brain scans, experimenting with me, we now found the keys of the autonomous processes in the brain related to mood regulation. This is a transformational technique that will change mental health care. It doesn't make money, it only brings happiness.
The thing is, when you've dedicated your life to this, right? And that's one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you today, was to give people actionable steps. I think before we go onto the ice, and that's scary for a lot of people, I want to talk about the breath, because we're all told, you know, take a big deep breath. It's so easy to do. It's free. It's a superpower if you get it right. But why are people so quick to disregard it as a tool?
People live in loops. They indulge into victimhood because they think there is no alternative. There is no way out of the darkness. But guys, whoever is listening right now, coming from the darkness, coming from deep, depressive feelings, there is a way out. I found it, and I'm here to share. I was there where you are right now, and I'm out of there past the psychiatry. I'm a school dropout, but I teach psychiatrists, doctors, and professors all over the world, and I change the books fundamentally because there is a deep, strong lack of knowledge of how we are able to regain control within our own brain, over our brain functioning when we need it. It's there. And it's simple, and it's scientifically endorsed. So for anybody who is out there, hey, make your choice. The choice is simple. It's accessible. It is very powerful and scientifically endorsed. So what is your choice? Because the choice now is yours.
Yeah. And I think for a lot of people, well, let's dig into it. A lot of people, it's the cold, right? You know, a lot of my friends, I see you in the ice. I could never do that. It's so cold. So before we get them in the ice, let's tell them how good it is for us. You mentioned before lowering stress, energy boosts, blood flow. Give us the sell on why the cold is this powerful tool.
Powerful. Look at how many deaths do we have from COVID since the beginning. But do you know that inflammation causes 60 to 70 million people to die every year? You don't hear anything of it. Now, if you go into the cold, you learn to bring down inflammation effectively within a couple of minutes. It's amazing. It's natural. And we think, for example, with rheumatoid arthritis, we all think, oh, no, I need warmth. I need warmth. And the doctor told me we need warmth. No, you need cold. And I got so many thousands of people with arthritis. They come to me with the idea, being schooled, that they need to be warmed and stay there fully dressed. No, I get them in the cold. And very soon, they learn to regulate their own health again, or to bring down inflammation effectively. And through these breathing techniques, we have shown in the university, after receiving an injection of a bacteria, which normally causes people's headaches, fever, uncontrolled shivering for 3 hours to six, those people within 50 minutes brought the inflammation caused by the bacteria injected, within 50 minutes, they brought it effectively down at will, all of them. And that was after 16,000 people who had undergone the same experiment, all became sick. Suddenly, 12 people I showed, within a couple of days, what to do, they brought it down, the inflammation caused by the bacteria. They did not become sick. So, whatever the way we are schooled, it is wrong. It is people earn money over people's ignorance, over people's knowledge of what they don't have about their own health and the capacity to heal themselves through natural ways.
Well, let me tell you, I've had a lot of people, friends of mine, that have been really going through it, right? They come to my house, we do the breath, we get in the ice, and, you know, I can truly say this technique has changed their life. You know, why is this method so powerful on your nervous system?
Because it is a very effective way and very accessible, anybody can do it, to bring within 10, 15 minutes the deep activation of the adrenal axis, which normally is not done. They compare the level of adrenaline people doing this breathing technique, just lying on the sofa, relaxed. They compare the level of adrenaline with people going into their first bungee jump. And it appears to be that the people doing breathing, so relaxed on a sofa, these breathing techniques, they raise the level of adrenaline far more than the people going into their first bungee jump. Imagine the change, the biochemical change that withholds. That is amazing. That is like when you have a heart attack, you need a shot of adrenaline. That is this. This is very powerful and very accessible. And it should not be understated, like or ignored. It should come into regular healthcare and shown to anybody in the world, because anybody can make their biochemical change within 15 minutes deeply, much deeper than in science was thought possible. And then suddenly bacteria has no chance and virus has no chance. In 2014, we brought these people doing these breathing techniques, and within 15 minutes, the bacteria had no chance anymore. Why not? Because the adrenal axis was so activated, and adrenaline you need to fend off danger, whatever the danger is that your body becomes very strong, alert, and then a bacteria suddenly has no chance, or a virus has no chance. And that's what it is.
The biggest thing about this, though, Wim, is it's free. Anyone can do it. It doesn't cost anything.
I never saw 25 cents breath here. $2.50, man. That's great breath there. No, it's for free. There it is. Powerful medicine for free. So there is no excuse for this not to do. This is very accessible. Anybody can do it. And also all the people in the hospitals, they are lying in bed. Man, just do some breathing exercises and your healing capacity, the plasticity in the body is enhanced many times. That would be very good for the healthcare financial system, because people heal a lot faster. It's all logic, because we do the studies and we see that the metabolic rate in the cell producing ATP, adenosine triphosphate, which are molecules, which is energy, used for plasticity, used for well-being, used for repair, regeneration, is times enhanced. Just doing breathing exercises. So why are they not taking it up? I don't know.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
The thing about this is, you take ordinary people and in 4 days, tell us how you transform them.
First of all, I talk a little bit about that we have much more capacity within us, born with, inborn, and we are just not using it. And I say that after having been in many experiments and research of universities, showing a complete different picture of the expectancy according to what is medically possible in humans. For example, I can stay, say, for 80 minutes. I was, for example, in direct contact with ice, 80 minutes long, and my core body temperature did not change. And then they took the blood while I was in direct contact with the eyes. And that blood, they exposed it to endotoxin, a bacteria. And normally, those immune cells in that serum, they have a very violent reaction against the endotoxin, the bacteria inserted in this serum. And in my case, there was zero. This was like not knowing. There was no reaction. It's like a bacteria comes to me or a virus, a deadly virus or something, and there is no reaction. What is that? That is power. Because when I go into the eyes, I have to power myself up from the inside.
The powerful thing, Wim, is you can do this to everyday people, right?
Exactly. So I was the first one to show that in science as a considered to be an anomaly, a exception that confirms the rule, a superhuman, as we began the discussion here. No, it is humanly possible to fend off far more stress than in medical science was thought possible. And I've shown that. And with that, bacteria, virus, emotions, mental stress, physical stress, I could, just by the power of my thought, at a certain moment, this comes after regular practice into discomfort, it becomes very addictive and comfortable to go into the discomfort, so-called. Then they took me into brain scans, and I could make cold water upon my skin without moving, just using my mind. Skin temperature not going down. You see how I regulate the internal processes of energy, and that is normal, but we never expose ourselves in discomfort, so those mechanisms, they are never activated, never stimulated, and thus they become like disconnected. You don't use it, you lose it. That's the principle. And now we need it. Now we need it, and we know how to do it. And it is simple, accessible, and powerful for anybody who's listening.
To the people that are skeptical, you must have met a few of them along the way. What would you say to them right now to bring them to the table to give this a try?
Science, guys, look, be very critical. That polishes the diamond of the truth. Be critical, but have your 2 feet on the ground, because I'm doing my science. And if you are still a skeptic, just try it once. And if it doesn't work, never do it again. But you will see, if you do it once, you are our man. You are hooked.
For so many people, the hardest step and the first step has to be to step out of your comfort zone, right? To try something, you know, because as you say, you know, I've done this for 5 years now. It's addictive.
That it is. They have to step out of their mediocre comfort and get into real comfort, real power, real authority within their own bodies and minds, because it's there. You are a king. You are a queen. As a human, that you know what that is? That is the corona radiata. The corona radiata is a great nerve within our brain. And this is where the crowns come from. It's the radiant crown, it's called. And I've shown, as the first in psychiatry, in brain scans, how to activate it robustly. And that is called the corona radiata. That makes you powerful. That makes you rule over your land, over the world, where you live in, over your happiness, your strength, and your health. You are able to rule and give that to your kids, the confidence, deep confidence, and the guarantee for health and energy and happiness, good mood, always plenty of energy. All that is being the king, is the corona radiata. It's a big nerve inside. It makes you able to connect with the deepest of the brain. And the deepest of the brain is the brainstem, the survival, the purpose of life. You are able to connect with that by going into the cold and doing the specific breathing techniques. Because we are born to be kings. We are born to be queens. We have to act accordingly. And it goes by feeling. I always say feeling is the real understanding.
What is the habit right now that you have that you're trying to break? Any habits?
No. I'm alive. I got very good habits. Like I train every day. I go into the cold. I do my breathing. I love my wife. I love my child. I play music. I'm learning languages. I'm changing the world. Let me tell you, I reach now to 100 million people or more. And by within 2 years, I will reach billions of people through the heart, like Kia Ora. People will understand the breath, the life force within, and become autonomous. And that is a habit of mine, my belief, my faith, I will never break.
Well, brother, what do we got to do to get you down to New Zealand to breathe with the Kiwis?
Just get me there.
I want you to talk directly to them right now. What are the first steps they should take today on the way to living their ultimate potential?
Kiwis, whatever the way, going within is much easier than ever thought before possible, even in medical science. Within 20 minutes, you can transform your life. Just do these breathing exercises. They are scientifically endorsed. They really work. And they will bring you in connection with your deep physiology, the way Mother Nature meant it to be. And that is to serve you, to be happy, strong, and healthy. It's there. It's arrived, guys. Open the door. Get it in and just do it.
And I know, look, we've both got a very strong mutual friend in Nigel Beach. We love that man. He is a great Kiwi, and he's really spreading the word down in New Zealand.
He was in one of my retreats in the beginning, and he was the last man to stand up to say who he was. He stood up and he said, "Wim, you impregnated my woman." I said, "Man, I live in the Netherlands. And your woman lives in New Zealand. I know my one is big, but so big." Yeah, you know, that's the joke. That's the joke. The thing is, his woman suffered from endometriosis, which is an infection in the uterus. She could not conceive in a natural way, children. But after doing the breathing, she just got naturally her children. And therefore, their son is called Wimmy. That's my name, by my name. Yeah. And Nigel Beats is great. He's a great guy.
I've met that child. Wim, you're helping a lot of Kiwis more than anything, my friend. And look, it would be an honor to do one deep breath with you now. It would be an honor to do a big deep breath with you. Would you do that with me?
Kia ora.
Thank you so much for all that you do around the world. You are a light, a superhuman in so many ways.
Yes, as we are. We are all part of the light. And we should shine bright every day. Boom. Yes, let's do it.
Brother, thank you so much for doing this. Thank you for sharing this. And thank you for sharing your gift with the world.
Thank you, guys.
Just in closing, the one major take-home for me from this interview is obviously Wim's passion, but also the fact that he's able to teach regular people this unique breathing and cold exposure method. This superpower is available to us all. And I know you might be thinking, but I'm breathing right now. How do I do it better? How do I do it right? Well, we're going to post a Wim Hof Method breathwork sample so you can try it at home. I do it every day, and it has truly changed my life. And there it is. Thank you so much for showing up. And yeah, look, I know it's an incredibly tough time for everyone. For me, it's just how can we come together and grow through this instead of just go through it. If it added some value in your life, please let us know or head to wearewellbeings.com, where I guess we're trying to form a bit of a community where we can share content and help each other thrive. Beyond that, thank you so much for being here, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.